Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I am Femi Okay. So, one of the world's biggest science experiments, nuclear fusion no less, is being threatened by rising costs, delays and some technical challenges. The ITER project was set up 3 years ago to build an experimental nuclear fusion reactor in the south of France. But now the economy might mean that fusion as a commercial power source is at least 100 years away.
It's a bit of a setback there.
That's a major setback.
Teeny bit of a setback.
I wanted to report on the end of that experiment. So, our friend Matt McGrath, he's a BBC science correspondent. He joins us with some more information. Matt, first of all, can you give us a very simple definition of what nuclear fusion is? Obviously, I know, but it would be nice for maybe one or two people who are not up to date with that.
No problems. Well, you know, at the moment we have nuclear power, we have nuclear energy, and what we do is we split atoms. We do nuclear fission. We split atoms, we get energy from them, boil water, make steam, create electricity. Fusion, though, takes the other view. It sticks atoms together at extremely high temperatures, and it does this using basic ingredients like seawater and other materials. And if you can do that, it's really cheap, but the problem is, how do you build it? And this is the big scientific challenge that nobody's been able to crack as yet.
Can you name which atoms they use in fusion, Matt?
They use two. They use deuterium and tritium. These are the two isotopes of hydrogen that they use to cause the best type of reaction. The big problem with this, though, of course, is that it's not necessarily the atoms. People can do this type of experiment. Is how do you contain it? You know, the phrase they use is, we can put the sun in a box, meaning that fusion is like the sun in the sky. It's the same type of energy source. But how do you build a box to contain it? Because the temperatures there are 150 million degrees. I mean, that's an incredible box if you can build one to hold that type of material.
You've been to see it, Matt. What's it like?
At the moment, it's just a huge, big building site because they are the emails we've seen about the project show that the costs have doubled since 2006, and we're talking large amounts of money here, $16 billion to just construct it alone. So you can imagine it's the biggest science project in the world. In Cadarache, in the south of France, where they've picked the site for ITER, a very, very beautiful place. You can see the Alps from there. The other alternative was to go to Japan, and somehow they managed to go to the south of France. That's a very interesting decision. But at the moment, it's just a building site. They're hoping to get some reviews done on the project and to carry on with the construction. But there is a lot of concern at the moment that the project mightn't fulfill its promise.
What's the technology for containment here? Since, as you said, that's the big issue. Is it a magnetic bottle they're trying to use? The Russians had something called a tokamak. I mean, years back, what are they using?
Absolutely, John. You're right on the money there. They're going to build a bigger tokamak, and they're going to use huge magnets to contain the plasma, as it's called, this superheated gas. The problem is the material is coating the plasma, the chamber itself. Nobody's invented those yet because the materials create these neutrons that are so radioactive, they would irradiate everything around them in fusion. So you've got to build a material that's both porous to let these neutrons through and watertight to contain everything else. And so nobody's done this yet, and that's one of the big failings that many scientists say. That, look, you're trying to build a machine, you haven't even invented the materials that are going to go into it yet. You're putting the cart before the horse.
Just wrapping up here, Matt, do you think we're going to see the end of this project?
I think that the project will go ahead, but it may be downscaled quite a bit, and it might take an awful long time to actually make fusion happen. The scientists say they're committed, but it's hugely expensive, and they haven't solved all the technical hurdles yet.
That's the BBC's Matt McGrath. He's a science correspondent. He was talking to us about the nuclear fusion experiment happening in the south of France, the ITER project. You were being a Mr. Cleverington there, weren't you, John?
A little bit. But apparently the French don't mind being irradiated. I didn't realize that in the south of France. I mean, you can get neutrons with your cheese.
You done?
Never.